This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. An interesting item crossed our desks here this morning in the how much people work and how much they get paid for it department. It was a memo from a union president telling his members, quote, you have to file for every dime the contract says the company owes you, unquote. Basically, don't work a minute more than 40 hours without getting paid for it. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to find out whether people not getting paid for overtime is a trend in this post-recession economy.
There definitely is a trend. More federal lawsuits filed over alleged wage and hour violations. 30% more since 2008, almost four times as many since 2000. Barry Miller is a partner at the law firm Seyforth Shaw that crunched the numbers. They represent employers.
And certainly the economy plays into that because you have a lot more people who are out of work. And the longer it takes somebody to find a new job, the more likely they are to sue.
Kathy Ruckelshaus is legal director at the National Employment Law Project, which advocates for employees. She thinks there are more violations now. Managers pressuring workers to put in extra time off the clock to finish up jobs and increase productivity.
Workers sort of grinning and bearing it. It's always hard for workers who are still working at an employer to come forward and complain or even to ask about pay discrepancies or long hours because they fear losing their jobs.
Southern California warehouse worker David Acosta is a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit alleging wage theft and failure to pay overtime. He says he and fellow workers were paid at minimum wage or below and never got overtime, even when the warehouse was busy and they worked from 6 a.m. to 9 or 10 at night. We reached him at home on his day off.
I mostly did it because of my family. We also had this fear where if we complained, we would often see the repercussions where our paychecks would actually be short.
We did not receive a response to the allegations in this lawsuit from the warehouse companies by our deadline. Employment lawyer Barry Miller notes that wage and hour lawsuits are up in both federal and state courts, especially in California, New York, and Massachusetts. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.